This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. This week we're looking at some of the facets of salvation. And so today we'd like to look at the subject of surrender. So Luke chapter 1, verse 31, gives us a picture that is just a beautiful picture that I'm always thrilled when I read this passage. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. This is the angel speaking to Mary. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This is an exciting message. Mary is betrothed to Joseph. Her responsibility at this point is to maintain her purity. Her heart's desire is to see the Messiah. She is awaiting the Messiah promised to Israel. And here comes an angel, and in this vision that Mary has, the angel speaks and says, You will conceive in your own womb, and you will bring forth a son, and this is him. This is the one you've been waiting for. I can imagine Mary even praying for the coming Messiah. This is something that God has promised. They've seen in Scripture. They've heard it preached. They know that the Messiah is to come, and this description can be no other. He will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. What a thrilling picture. But here's the catch. As you consider this, that this woman has been told she's going to bring it forth out of her own son, and she's defending her own purity here, and she says, Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? As well, she's not supposed to. She's betrothed, and her responsibility in this period is to wait faithfully in purity, waiting for her husband. You know, her life, she has the excitement of a future. Her life is mapped out. There's a plan, and the question that she's posing is a defense of that life. You know, here ahead, I'm due to marry Joseph. He's a good man. He's a very good spiritual man, and I'm excited about the future that we have together, and we can be good Jews and be good members of the nation of Israel, and these are the issues that are on the heart of this young woman named Mary. And the angel answered her and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, which hath conceived a son in her old age, this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now right at this moment, beloved, Mary is faced with a choice. She has two futures ahead of her. She has the two greatest desires of her heart. The one desire is to see God glorified. And you know, when a person comes to salvation, maybe their desire is to rest in the blessing of God, and that's kind of what she wants to see, the salvation of Israel. And you know, when we come to Christ, and we want to see the salvation of our souls, and there's that is the most burning desire on her heart, is to see the salvation of Israel. And then on the other hand, against that is her whole life is before her, and in her mind and in the choice right now, it's an either or. It's one or the other. Either I can maintain my purity, and I can say to the angel, you must have the wrong woman. I'm betrothed. I cannot be with child. The power of the Holy Ghost shouldn't come upon me. I don't want to be with child. I don't want to throw away my future with Joseph. I have this wonderful man that I'm in love with, and I'm ready to go forward and have a whole life with him. It's my whole life. I'm just young. My whole life is ahead of me. My future. She has that promise, that beautiful life is laid out in front of her. And you know, I suppose she had every possibility to say no, But on the other hand, there's the salvation of Israel, and it goes beyond her own personal salvation, but, you know, it's her own salvation and all those people that she knows. It's the salvation of Israel. And so, as I want to speak on the subject of salvation, this is the question: how earnestly do you desire salvation? How earnestly does a person desire salvation? Are you willing to look at the same, to put yourself in Mary's place and to look at this choice that Mary had, Mary's choice? And so here it is. There's the excitement of a future, you know, and are you willing to place that on the altar and sacrifice it for the salvation, the promised salvation of God? The excitement of your personal future, and you get to choose it, or the promised salvation of Almighty God. Can you consider that? I mean, that's an amazing choice that she has to make. And of course, we know that a maiden could bear a child for her mistress. If her mistress was unable to bear a child, then she would go and be with the master, and then she would become with child, and that child would be not hers, but it would belong to the parents, you know, to the master and the mistress. And so in that case, the maid would be called the handmaid. And so in this case, Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And, you know, bless God. No wonder God chose this young lady. This is the picture of the kind of young lady that God would choose to bring forth the Messiah into this world. And so I see this as a picture of surrender. And this beloved must be the response of each and every one of us as we come to Christ. And there's, on the one hand, there's maybe the promise of a future. Maybe there's the security that we desire in our lives. But in order to get hold of the essence of salvation, we need to be willing to surrender that, to place that all on the altar, to place it all in the hands of God. And that's what Mary did. She placed it in the hands of God. Now, this story has a good ending. We know that Joseph was visited by an angel, and he said, "Fear not to take Mary unto thee as thy wife," and so on, and praise God. But, you know, this is a real vivid choice that each must make, and we cannot. Work out the way we desire. But in this case, he did. And so praise God. But I want you to consider that for your daily inspiration. Thank you for joining us here on the Fountain of Life Ministry. Don't forget that you can use Mailbox 99 and you can give us some feedback on these messages. So thank you and God bless you.